This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the U.S. presidential vote count continues in key states, Democrat Joe Biden has edged very close to victory, but a defiant Republican President Donald Trump says he's being cheated. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
The president continues trying to sow doubt about the race's outcome. In his first public appearance since election night, he says the ongoing count should stop, accusing Democrats without evidence of manufacturing votes.
This is a case where they're trying to steal an election. They're trying to rig an election, and we can't let that happen.
Biden earlier said there's no doubt he will win once the counting is done and urged patience.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working.
It could take several more days for the vote count to end and a clear winner to emerge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron says France is reinforcing its border controls after a series of attacks that hit the country in recent weeks. He said they'll focus on fighting illegal immigration and smuggling activities. German police have raided the homes and businesses of four people linked to the Islamic State sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which four people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quirtim Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.